I'm Chris. I'm with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and it was the wrong place for the right people. The slogan for a fledgling club in Greenwich Village that would become one of the most famed venues in jazz history. The ironically named Cafe Society was the brainchild of shoe salesman turned impresario Barney Josephson, and a new book of the same name tells its story. Based largely on personal reminiscences taken down by his widow, interspersed with commentary from artists, critics, family members, and others involved with the Night Spot over the years, Cafe Society is part memoir, part cultural history, with a touch of gossip and politics thrown in for good measure. Inspired by European cabaret, Josephson wanted to create an intimate club that would showcase jazz, political satire, and reviews. It was also the first venue of its kind in New York, and perhaps even in the country, where blacks and whites not only worked side by side on the bandstand, but also sat side by side in the audience. The intimate 200-seat club, adorned with original art, opened on December 28, 1938, with a remarkable lineup that included boogie-woogie greats Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis, Kansas City blues shouter Big Joe Turner and his piano partner Pete Johnson, and a still largely unknown singer named Billie Holiday. Holiday would come into her own at Cafe Society, thanks in part to the anti-lynching song Strange Fruit that Josephson encouraged her to sing, and for which he suggested the dramatic backdrop that made the performance all the more powerful. A host of other famous names would follow at the original downtown location and at a second uptown spot opened soon after the first, including Lena Horne, Sarah Vaughan, Art Tatum, Mary McPartland, and in his only U.S. nightclub date, Django Reinhardt. The book is at its best capturing the turn-of-the-century immigrant experience of Josephson's parents and the later red-baiting McCarthy era that spelled the end for the club. But in the end, Cafe Society was no doubt much more enjoyable as a club than as a book with its pedestrian writing and little that's new or particularly insightful. Cafe Society represented a remarkable nexus of American art, politics, race relations, and more. But what was so important about the wrong place for the right people is never quite rightly captured here.